from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Guyanese waiting to see if the opposition members will return to Parliament. Thousands of striking workers again shut down Puerto Rico's commercial sector. And Fidel Castro's upcoming Caribbean tour causes some raised eyebrows in Washington. I am Keith Stonegraves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Leader of the Guyanese Parliament, Ripu Daman Pasad, has been giving more details on the government's plans to reinstate the opposition People's National Congress to their parliamentary seats. The move was part of the peace agreement reached at last week's CARICOM summit. Whether or not the PNC will take up their seats is still a matter of debate. From Georgetown, Colin Smith reports.
Leader of the House, Agriculture Minister Ripu Daman Pasad, told BBC Caribbean Report that the relevant bill to reinstate the PNC parliamentarians will be introduced into Parliament on Friday. He said he will take the necessary steps to have the bill taken through all of its stages at that single sitting of Parliament. The bill only requires a simple majority to be approved. Following this, Minister Prasad said he will move to have it assented to as quickly as possible by President Janet Jagan. When the bill becomes law, another sitting of Parliament will be summoned, most likely the following Wednesday, at which members of the PNC are expected to take their oath as parliamentarians. Since returning from the St. Lucia summit, however, Mr. Hoyt has repeated that he still regards the December elections as being fraudulent and the government and presidency of Janet Jagan as illegal. The National Assembly functions to debate and approve laws which must be assented to by the president before they can be enforced. The question being asked now is how does the PNC participate in a parliamentary process to discuss laws which have to be signed by the president who they regard as illegal? PNC officials have not yet commented on this question. Colin Smith in Georgetown, Guyana for BBC Caribbean Report.